Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, Consciousness Facilitator and Expander of Realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you are joining me today. And today I have a special show for you. Today I have Janine joining us.
Hi, everyone. Happy to be here.
Thank you, Janine. And Janine is going to go into a big topic with us. Today we're going to be dissecting believing someone else over ourselves. This is a space where you're continuously checking in with others to see what they think over believing yourself or knowing what's true for you. This is a common thing that I think probably a majority of us have going on, this place where we literally have no awareness of maybe what's going on for ourselves or what's going on for those that we love. Janine has been gracious enough to kind of come on live and really kind of dissect this problem. I see this so often with so many people, this place where we go into like maybe panic over feeling like something is wrong with ourselves, or maybe something is wrong with someone that we love, or something is wrong with some like an animal that we love, or really pretty much anyone that we care for. It's this place where we literally have no space to ask questions or really use our awareness around certain topics. And I have a lot of things I want to clear around that, a lot of things I want to talk to about that, and really looking at that the places where this really originated for all of us. And for most of us, it's the same place. So before we get started and really diving in today, let's go ahead and expand out. So what we're going to do is we're going to put our barriers down. Our barriers down. And if you've never expanded before, you're just going to listen to the sound of my voice, and we're just going to allow our beings to expand, not our bodies. And let's go ahead and make ourselves as big as we're going to make it a little bit smaller today. Go ahead and go as big as the city that you're in, and go all the way out as big as the city, and all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in, all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And make yourself as big as the country that you're in, just expanding your being, just allowing your energy, space, and consciousness to expand out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And go out as big as the planet that we're on. Bigger, faster, becoming one with everyone and everything and the universe and the multiverse, multiple universes, times that by a million, all the way out to the space of who we be as the infinite beings that we be. Keep going. Yeah, and just kind of settle into that space. Awesome. So looking at this subject today, what we're really kind of going to be really looking at is the place where, and I think that all of us have some type of emotional intensity that happens in our body when we don't have access to information. Now, for some people, that looks like a panic sets in, but it's totally like a whole body sensation. I know for myself, when I didn't have access to information, it was like I felt like my whole body was going tingly. Everything was kind of going numb. That was kind of my visceral reaction. Now, me and Janine have been kind of working through what goes on for her. And basically, it kind of goes like this, and it goes like this, I think, for each and every one of us. When you think something is wrong with someone or even maybe yourself. It's like there's this place where instead of being able to access your truth, instead of being able to ask yourself questions, you go right to this place where you start to kind of physically check out. And you feel like you don't have access to any information. This panic energy sets in and you feel like you have to find someone who has the answer to your problem, whether it's you have to run to the hospital or you have to call a friend, or maybe it's maybe you got to call your mom, or you have to check in with someone to see if someone else can answer your problem. A lot of times people will have these visceral reactions, whether it's your body starts shaking or you can feel this kind of this like numb feeling come over your body, and literally you have no awareness of what's going on. You feel like you just have to find someone to fix your problem. Now, this is something that I literally probably work with people on every single day. It's the place where we have to switch from the place where someone or something has always been telling us what to do, right? To really switching over to really believing in ourselves, knowing that we have all of the information available to us about everything that we require. And it's kind of dissecting that emotional pyramid, that place where you have to go into emotional upset and versus being able to really check in, see what's going on, and be able to take kind of the appropriate forward steps or the forward motion to kind of dissect the issue and really look at it for yourself. So Janine is joining us today to kind of really look at what's been going on with her life and really look at these places where she hasn't had access to what's true for her. And so before we get started here, before we kind of dive in, I just want to kind of clear some of this energy. Whereas everywhere you have to check in with others to see what you can choose. That right there, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Thank you, Janine. Be present. And we're just going to let that energy go. We're all the way out into our energy space and consciousness. And we're just going to allow ourselves to untangle this place where we have to check in with others to see what we should choose. Just letting all of that go. Letting all of that go. A nice deep breath. So when I look at most of this for a majority of us, most of this really starts in our childhood. And it's really the place where you're really not allowed to make decisions for yourself, right? Someone has to tell you what to do, what's best for you, what you should eat, maybe even what you should wear. It's this place where you have literally not been given access to what works for you, what you would like to choose, maybe even what you would like to do with your life. And so what that creates is it creates this separation where, you know, and how many of us have even been in this situation, especially when we were young, when you didn't want to eat something that was for dinner? Let's just take that example. And you got yelled at, right? You got made wrong. Someone potentially screamed at you, told you maybe how ungrateful you are, what a terrible child you are for not eating what's in front of you. Maybe your mom even cried because she was upset because they didn't have money to buy anything else or whatever it is, right? As a child, you take on all of that and you start to identify with this place where you feel like if you do what works for you, it causes upset for other people. And so right there, right in that very instance, you start separating what you know is true for yourself, and you start replacing it with the energy of what someone else feels is best for you. That right there, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Janine, do you have a something in maybe from when you were little that you could share about maybe an instance or a time where you knew something and didn't want to do it and someone made you wrong for it?
Sure. I actually just thought of something that I think was really significant. I was young, you know, maybe I want to say four or five, and we were going to my mother's aunt's house, and we're walking up the stairs, and all of a sudden I didn't want to go up the stairs anymore. There was something that was really scaring me, and my mother, of course, made me go. She's dragging me up the stairs and saying I'm being silly, and you know, there's nothing up there. And there was one particular room that I didn't want to go into. And she drags me into the room, kicking and screaming. And she goes, "See, there's nothing here." And later, a few years later, we found out that the previous owners of the house, the man of the house, had actually hung himself in that room. And I was reacting to that energy, something that my mother just didn't have any awareness of.
Absolutely, positively. And your little body knew and did not want to go in there. Probably, potentially, the lingering energy of the person, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was scary. I mean, what we're aware of when we're young is so huge. Yeah, more space.
And I'm even recollecting that experience. There's a lot of fear and shaking right now as I'm talking about it.
Yeah, and that all of that energy got locked into your body. Whenever we're made to do something that really scares us or that we know we shouldn't. Yeah, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. It's so interesting to me, along that same lines where, like, in this reality, like, we think kids should know better, right? We think, oh, they should have known better. They shouldn't have done that. But yet, we literally give them, like, no options to actually make their own choices. You know, how are they going to ever know better if you never let them make mistakes, if you never let them make a choice that works for them, if you never honor, like, even in your situation, they didn't honor the fact that you didn't want to go in there, and instead they made you, and then they told you that you were wrong because it was fine, right? There's nothing here. There's nothing to be scared of, even though they didn't have awareness. And I'm not trying to make your parents wrong here, but what I really want us to look at is this is true for each and every one of us. There's been places and spaces in our life where we literally knew we didn't want to do something or we didn't want to choose something for a reason, like whether we could verbalize that reason or not, or whether we actually had cognitive awareness of it or not, we knew we didn't want to do it for some reason, and someone made us. And it created this like fear reaction in our body that got trapped in there that keeps us, anytime something goes on, it keeps us looping in that same energy. So let's go all the way out and all the way down. And all the way out and all the way down and all the way out and all the way down. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
There we go. And we're just going to settle that energy all the way through and all the way through and all the way through and all the way through. You know, I see this most often, I think, especially with women, and I know that this is one of my personal issues as well, is with food, right? Because as a child, we're not allowed to make our own decisions about what we can eat, especially, you know, if you grew up 40, 50 years ago, many families, it was that, like, you know, you ate what was made or you went to bed hungry. Like, there wasn't like other options for you to be able to eat other things. And if you didn't eat dinner, then you couldn't have a snack, right? You weren't allowed to be hungry a half an hour later or even an hour later because you already had dinner, and that was that. And, you know, you kind of had to suck it up and you had to eat what was in front of you. And I know for myself that has caused such a turn off of what I know what works for my body and what doesn't. Like, I literally have very little awareness around my food choices because it's like I don't know what my body doesn't like and what my body does like. I'm just going to kind of go all the way through all of that energy. And, you know, raising three teenage daughters or raising three daughters, I've really been, since I've been diving into consciousness work, I've been very vigilant about allowing them to make their own choices in their life and allowing them to have, you know, a space where they can choose what works for them and what doesn't. And over the last 7 or 8 years, watching them transform, watching them go from all children who had weight issues to growing up into teenagers who are very slim and who are very aware of food choices and what foods upset their stomachs and what foods they can eat, what foods they can tolerate, what foods they can't, and what foods their body really enjoys. And what that's really transpired into is all three of my daughters actually really making very healthy food choices for themselves. My youngest daughter last night was standing in the kitchen and she had 4 bananas in a row. And I'm like, why are you eating so many bananas right now? And she's like, bananas are so good. Like, they have so much like joy over eating stuff that is good for their body. They don't literally make those bad decisions about, you know, overeating with food that doesn't work for them. And it's really opened my eyes to, you know, children really do know. They do know what's best for them. They do know what's best for their body. They do have awareness of what's going on. And everywhere someone told you you didn't, and everywhere someone made you wrong for that, and everywhere someone made you do something that you didn't want to because you knew better, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
It's vaporize, 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 vaporize. I'm just going to vortex that through. Vortex that through. Vortex that through. Where's everywhere you can't know what's going on in your life or in your body? That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Thank you. Vaporize, 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 vaporize. And we're just going to kind of untangle, unwind, and release that. Untangle, unwind, and release. Untangle, unwind, and release. A nice deep breath, and let's go ahead and settle in to that energy right there. Giving ourselves more space to have access to what we know. So Janine has been so amazing to volunteer to really kind of come on and talk about this kind of stuff live. And Janine has a specific issue going on in her body. And I think each one of us can identify that we have maybe one thing that goes on in our body that it's hard for us to look at. But when it happens, it kind of sends us to this panic where we feel like something is terribly, terribly wrong with ourselves. And we have to kind of maybe go to the doctor or call someone and have them talk us through it. Or maybe it's an energy healer that you talk to, but you literally don't have access to truly what's going on, and you have to check in with someone else to kind of make sure that you're okay. And today we want to kind of dive into that energetic area, that area where you're not allowed to have awareness of what's going on with your body. That right there. Everywhere that you're not allowed to know what's going on with your body. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everywhere your body is separated from yourself. That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sleep rise, 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 And wherever that's kind of sticking right there, we want to kind of smooth that out. There we go. Smooth that out some more. Just smooth that out some more. Where's everywhere that you're not allowed to have awareness of what's going on? That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, 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 sweet prize. There we go. And we're just going to kind of let that vortex through. You know, our bodies are very intelligent. And our bodies really, truly do give us the clues and the information. And there's this place where we almost have this like, it's like override. I want to get to the energy of all of it. It's like this place where you override what you know to be true and you replace it with the panic. That right there. Everything, all of that is. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. There's so much unconscious energy around this, because it's that place where you keep auto defaulting in the place where you feel like you can't have awareness of what's going on. Or it's not even really that, it's like, and I say you, but I'm not picking on you, Janine. I'm saying in general with all of us, it's this place where it's like we have to go right to the panic of the issue. Just trying to look at what can we get to? What can we go through to really kind of expand that in particular?
You know what comes up for me, Jamie, is that I'm going to get in trouble if I contradict what I've been told. I mean, just going back to childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I get this frozen feeling because I don't want to look at what is right for me because it's going to contradict what I'm being told and I'll get in trouble.
Yeah. So let's go to everywhere. All of that is, and everywhere each and every one of us are going to get in trouble if we know what's going on, if we know what's real and true. That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. That's a great energy, because how many of us are scared to really truly make decisions for ourselves, mm-hmm. for fear of what someone else is going to think or what someone else is going to, whatever that is right there. That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. There's also that kind of that energy of embarrassment and that energy of shame in there too. Like, what if I get it wrong? What if I'm not right? And I know a lot of people will loop on that over and over and over, but what if this time there really, really truly is something terrible wrong with me and I don't go to the doctor? And then there's that energy where it's like, well, if I do continue to go, or if I do, when there isn't something, then they're even going to make me wrong for it. That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Even being embarrassed and not knowing what's going on in your body, or not knowing what's going on with someone else's. That right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, choose that now.
Deep breath, 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 deep breath. I'm just going to hold that space for a moment. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. You know, this brings up, we recently, I guess it wasn't recently, it was probably about a year and a half in my area. There was a group of teenagers who made some very bad decisions, and they ended up killing someone. And I don't know if this is quite the best example, but it's coming up for whatever reason right now. And my initial awareness with this was they literally had no awareness of what their choice was creating. They really literally didn't. And I know that people couldn't really receive that. So let me just explain. So there was they were like, I want to say they were 14 to 16 years old. They were some children that lived in the area around Flint. I want to say most of them might have been from Flint. There was like four or five of them. And they had gone to an overpass on the expressway, and they were throwing rocks over the overpass on the expressway. And they, at one point, one of them had picked up like this big boulder and threw this, like, I think there was, might have been two or three of them that picked up this, like, this huge rock. It was like a 20-pound rock, and they threw it over the overpass, and it hit someone's car, and it went through the passenger side window, and it killed the passenger of the car. And it was kind of a big thing around here at the time, and, you know, everyone was saying over and over and over, oh my gosh, they should have known better, and, you know, these were, you know, they need to be tried as adults. And I, as soon as I heard about it, I knew instantly that these children literally had, I know that I say children, and they use that term loosely. They were teenagers, but they literally had no awareness of what their choice was creating. And I know that there's a lot of people that would, maybe that would bring up a lot of energy for them, and they would, you know, really maybe even argue with me. But one of the things that I'm really aware of, especially with children, is if you're always made wrong for everything that you do, if you're yelled at continuously, if no choice is yours to make, you literally have very little awareness of what your choices actually create, because you don't have the cognitive power to go, I'm going to do this, and this is what it's going to create. Because when I looked at these boys' picture, when the newspaper came out or an article came out, and I had their faces on it, I was really looking at each one of them, and I knew that my initial awareness was right. These boys were literally growing up in a situation where they literally had no choice in their life at all. And I could see the wrongness that they were just covered in of, you know, not making good choices, of continuously getting yelled at, of continuously cycling in this place where they were bad and wrong all the time. And a couple of them, it was like a 14-year-old who already had like a record. He already had priors. And I know that like our instant default is to think that these boys don't have rules. But really what I was looking at was more or less that these boys had no choice. They literally had no choice in their life. This was something that they decided to do that was so outside of what they knew that anyone would think was acceptable. But at the same time, they had no awareness of what their choice was going to create. And I know that that might seem like kind of a weird example in this, but it feels like it fits, because it's although that's an extreme case of not having awareness, it's literally the very same exact thing. When you have a place where you grow up and you are continuously living in fear for what will happen to you or if your decisions are right or wrong, you literally start to freeze and you're not able to make any decision. And that's literally the place that those boys are in. They literally, somebody said, hey, let's do this. And they did it not from the place of going at it to create malice or harm, but from the place where it was like, okay, someone said, let's do this. Okay, I'm going to follow through and do it because I do what I'm told. And everything, all of that is, and everywhere you're tangled in that, and everywhere that's true for you, and everywhere you can have no awareness of what you choose. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes, and can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. I'm just going to vortex this through. Vortex this through. Vortex this through. And then there's all the energy after we make the choice of that energy that comes up, that's like that embarrassment and that shame for the decision that you made. Maybe it was the wrong one. Maybe it wasn't the right one. Maybe it wasn't everything, all of that is. In all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Where's everywhere that we're checking in with someone else to fix the problem instead of checking in with ourselves? Let's go to that energy right there, and let's go that, follow that all the way down, and all the way down, and all the way down, and all the way down. Let's just expand that all the way through. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes, and can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
So vaporize, 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 vaporize. Where's everywhere that you're not allowed to stand in what you know? Right there. And let's follow that all the way through. All the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
And we're going to go that right there too. And we're just going to vaporize, 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 vaporize. I really want to get to that place where when we think something is wrong, where we check out in that fear and don't have access to the information.
So what's coming up for me about that, Jamie, is, okay, I recognize that there's something going on. I know what it is. On some level, I know exactly what it is, but I'm going to check with the quote-unquote expert to get the what they think it is, so that if I'm wrong, sorry, I'm sort of trying to read. If I'm wrong, I won't get in trouble about it. Or if I'm or if my awareness is different, I won't get in trouble about it. Why I'm saying expert is because it's stuff that I would have done to my parents. Probably my mom, about when I was little, and she would have told me this is what it is. And if I didn't follow that, there'd be some kind of repercussion. Well, the expert in this case is representing the parent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't even want to think about it or acknowledge that awareness. I don't know. There's something all kind of tangled up in there that I'm not quite getting, but I can see how it's don't even look, because why bother? You're just going to be overridden.
Yeah, and everything, all of that is, and let's go all the way down, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Say press, 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 say press. No, and that fear of being wrong is a huge one, because that's what loops everyone. What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong?
Yeah.
What if I'm wrong? But what if I don't really know? And that's the energy that takes people out of being in their awareness and takes them to searching out an expert or someone who knows better, right? And I want to say, because this is kind of a touchy subject, I do want to say that I'm not insinuating in any way, shape, or form that that, you know, anyone doesn't listen to an expert. If you have a health problem or you have something that you feel like you need to go to an expert for, please go. I'm not insinuating that you don't, you know, that we stop looking to experts here. If you have a medical condition and you need help from an expert, that's totally, totally, totally fine. What we're looking at here is where we have these repeated patterns of something going on in our life, and we're not allowed to actually access what's true for us. We have to continuously check in to see if something's wrong now, or what's the energy I'm looking for right there?
Well, it's even if you to acknowledge that you do need to go to an expert. I mean, really go to an expert. Like, that information is, I don't feel like I have that awareness at times.
Yeah, everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Say price, 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 say price. So what we're really looking at here is being able to identify when something is going on in our lives, to be able to firmly stand in what works for ourselves and what works for our bodies, instead of bypassing our awareness and going right to, this is what so-and-so said, right? This is how I have to do it. This is what I have to choose. This is what I have to be, or this is what I have to do because so-and-so told me I have to, instead of really being able to check into our own life to see if that truly works for us, or if that truly works for our body, or if that even truly works for those around us. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, 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 sweet prize. So I want to kind of pinpoint this more directly here, Janine, because I feel like if we can look at the direct subject, it's easier for each of us to identify. So Janine has something going on in her body where she has like a gland in her armpit that kind of flares up and goes through these different areas where it feels like there's something seriously wrong in there. And when that does flare up, when she does have that issue, she goes right to kind of that panic mode, or that place where she literally can't check in with her body to see if it's something serious or if it's truly something that needs to be addressed. It's like straight panic. So then she has to go check in with the expert who tells her exactly what it is, and then she can kind of release it and move on. Now, what I'm talking about in particular, and I know I have many, many people and many clients I've helped over the years where they have one specific issue, okay, whether it be, you know, something going on with their body, and it's a repeated thing. And the thing is once someone tells them, no, they're fine, the problem goes away. Okay. And then later the problem resurfaces, and it kind of causes that freak out in their body and in their life. Right. And then an expert says, no, you're fine. And then the problem goes away. Now, for me, what's actually truly going on here is your body is giving you information through that area. That's probably more than likely how you process information. Now, if we can kind of step back from the place where it sends us to the beyond energy, where it sends us to the freak out energy. Because once we start freaking out, once we start kind of checking out, once we start feeling overwhelmed with the situation, any information we're receiving about it kind of just goes right beyond us, right? We can't actually receive it in our body. Our body goes straight to freak out. Everything starts to kind of cave in. Everything starts to feel yucky and gross and overwhelming, right? And then as soon as someone says, oh no, you're fine, it's like, oh, okay, I'm good. And then all of that kind of lifts. And so what we want to bypass is we want to bypass that freak out area. And we want to truly know, hey, is this truly something going on with my body? Do I truly need the help of an expert? Or is my body just giving me information? And if your body is just giving you information, we want to be able to shift into that place where we can receive the information, we can clear out the intensity, and the whatever feeling that we're feeling in our body can kind of shift out and go away just as easily as it can when someone goes, no, you know, the expert that we check in with, whoever the expert is, says, no, you know, you're fine. It's okay, and you allow your body to release it at that point. What we want to get to is a place where we know for sure, hey, is there truly something going on? If there is something going on and we do need to consult the expert, then we want to go to the expert, right? But if there really truly is just an intensity going on in your body that you just have to process through, whether it's getting information or your body's trying to tell you something, we want to be able to sit in peace with that so we're not going to that overwhelmed place. So we're not shutting off our awareness and everything that doesn't allow that for us. All of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
I want to take off that fear. And I know that this is something I work with a lot of people about because they feel like, you know, one of the things that we kind of look at is the fear energy where it feels really scary that something really truly is happening to our body. It's like a resistance energy. Because we want to have awareness. If there's truly something going on in our body and we truly need to consult with an expert, we want to have true awareness about that. We don't want to feel overwhelmed in emotion about it. We want to truly know that, like, okay, yeah, there is a place where we need to go to an expert here. There is something going on. But then there's also the place where, that right there, where we just have to check in with our body and see what's going on and no upset is required at all. That right there, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, 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 sweet prize. Let's just vortex that all the way through and all the way through. And all the way through, and all the way through. And all the shaky stupidity, unconsciousness, anti-consciousness, and energy fog that's kind of clearing and fogging up all of this information, everything, all of that is. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, 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 sweet prize. Where's everywhere that you have to bypass your awareness? Where's everywhere you can't know? Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, choose that now.
Here we go, and let's just bring that all the way down and all the way down and all the way down and all the way down. What if you always knew? What if you could always know? What if you always had access to all the information that you ever needed? That right there. And everything that doesn't allow that for you. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweep right, 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 sweep right. And we just want to settle all the way down into that. You know, there's a certain place in your being where it's like there's an all-knowing, there's an all total awareness place for you where you truly can access exactly what you know about your body, about how your body processes information, about what's true for your body and what isn't. We want to connect deeply into that space of you. Where's all of that energy that says you can never know that right there, what's going on? You can never have access to what's going on, never be sure of what's going on. Everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweep right, 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 sweep right. That right there. So let all that go. All the power over all of that right there. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweep right, 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 sweep right. So everywhere you gave power over to those right there, everything you said you would do for them and everything they said they would do for you, can we just choose to vaporize, incinerate, dissolve, destroy, and uncreate all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Revoke, recant, rescind, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate. Make null and void, 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 make null and void. And vaporize, suppress, 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 suppress. I'm going to take back control of your awareness. Allow your body and your being to stand in what you know, what you're aware of. Still that right there. So what is that, Janine? Like, what does that feel like for you? Still like this energy where it's like, no, you could never know. You don't have access to that. Right there.
What I keep hearing is kind of father knows best. Don't, you know, like your elders, there's a, some other saying where you have to listen to your elders. Like there's a lot of energy on you're just a kid, even though I'm not a kid anymore, but you're just a kid. You don't know what's best for you. Only we know what's best for you. And that's what I was looking at.
Yeah, that right there. And you know what's interesting about that is even as a parent myself, there's plenty of times where I still feel like why am I in charge of this? Like, yeah. You know, like, why do I have to make the decision here? And really, like, letting go of the decisions and allowing my children to start making choices for themselves was such a freeing moment. And, you know, one of the things I'm very aware of, even with parents, is a lot of times parents don't even really, like, you know, and that's where I think we come up with that answer is because I said so, right? Because they don't even really know why they're even making those choices that they're making for you. Oftentimes it's just because I said so.
Right.
And it doesn't really have a real true rhyme or reason for it, because the reality is parents are spent out on making decisions for others too. Like they don't like to make all of the decisions for everyone. I know I didn't personally. So everywhere all of that is, and everywhere we're even believing, even though those decisions might not even be the best for us, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, 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 sweet prize.
And this isn't, I'm also getting a lot of stuff about my grandparents. It's not just about my parents. It was like anybody who was sort of more senior,
more superior.
Yeah. And how dare you question them? There was a lot of that because I questioned a lot.
Yeah, you're not supposed to ask questions. I mean, I still see parents nowadays making their kids wrong for asking questions.
Yeah.
Why? They have to ask so many questions, and who cares?
Yeah.
It's just because they said so.
Just
and
do it.
Yeah, everywhere, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Say prize, 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 say prize. And we're going to expand that all the way down and all the way down and all the way down and all the way down. Where's everywhere that you're checking in with someone else to see what you can choose? Everything, all of So everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, say 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 prize. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. I want to really give ourselves that space to be able to access the inner knowing of us. But to reconnect who we be and what we know. To take out all the systems, structures, constructs, adaptations in the way, everywhere you're bypassing who you be and what you know for someone else's awareness. Everything, all of that is, and all the systems, structures, adaptations, and mutations in and around, making sure you're always checking in. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Say prize, 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 say prize. All the Mobius strips, quantum particulates, Shikyu implants, and trifold sequencing systems underneath, around, intertangled, and interlocking in all of this check-in system stuff. Everything, all of that is. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, 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 sweet prize. And all the form, structure, and significance in and around these check-in systems and where you have to check in with them and where you're not allowed to check in somewhere else. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweet prize, 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 sweet prize. There's also this energy right in there where it's almost like, it's interesting because it's almost like a relief energy, like, oh, I don't have to make decisions myself. Mm-hmm. Like if someone else is making my decisions for me, then I don't have to be personally responsible, right? And the interesting thing about that is that feels like it feels like an easier choice, but in all actuality, it really creates a lot of upset in our life because we're not really truly living in alignment with what really truly works for us, because someone else may not have any awareness of what really truly works for us. And we might not even have any awareness of what truly works for us. And it's interesting as we dissipate the system of where we're checking in, when we find that there may be things that work for you that you've never even considered in your whole entire life before. And when you start taking control of your life back, when you start really, really being able to check in with yourself to see what you can choose, especially about issues that have been taking you out of being present. Whenever you have an issue that takes you out of being present. Yeah, that right there. It's a big looping mechanism. And what that looping mechanism does is it keeps you small. It keeps you in a place where you're being controlled by something else, not yourself. It takes you completely out of your awareness, and it loops you back into that system. And I know that that kind of feels like a crutch in some ways, right? It feels like, well, if I'm never making my own decisions, then I can't, just like you were saying, I can't get in trouble. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be my fault, blah, 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 blah. But in all actuality, that system is actually causing way more trouble in your life. That right there. Everything all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Sweep rise, 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 sweep rise.
Responsibility is so tangled up with that too, because if I'm responsible, then I'm
then you
the buck stop here.
Right.
I could totally get in trouble. It all comes back to that. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I don't take responsibility, I could say, well, you know, I didn't do that. I didn't know. I didn't decide that. I didn't know.
That's a big one, right? Everything all of that is.
That's huge.
Everywhere that you can't know, everything all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now?
Yes, I choose that now.
Be prize, 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 be prize. Yeah, it's a huge looping system, and it keeps you. And as long as you're looping in that, you're never truly standing in your awareness, and you're never truly really on that path of a life that really works for you.
No, I'm stuck on the loop.
Absolutely. I'm just going to give that a little more space. We're almost out of time today. So what I want to do is I want to give a little more space, release a little bit more, and I want to like really ground us, really root us into standing in our power, really understanding that the space that you truly, really do have the most joy, the most expansion, the most authentic living is really when you're in a place where you're never taken out of being you. You know, when you go to that place where that emotional intensity takes over your body, that is not you. You are not emotional intensity. You are not the energy of that panic, of that freak out. That is something else. And every time you get tangled back in that something else, it literally takes you out of being present in your life. It literally takes you out of the joy and the true alignment of who you are. And when we start choosing the true alignment of who we are over that upset, everything starts to change. It's going to root you more into you, more into the power of you, more into the space of you, giving you more opportunity to be able to choose for you, giving you more space to be able to know what's always true for you. Releasing any structure or form around having to check out, having to check in. Giving you more and more space to be able to claim your power, to claim your knowing, to stand in what you know. Nice deep breath. Just really root that all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through. So this show's really going to start kind of breaking that up for you and giving you more awareness of where you're kind of checking out, we'll say, and checking in with other people over what you should choose with your life and your body. But really, there's this topic is so big. I mean, as we've even seen, as so many parts and pieces to it. So if you're really interested in diving into more, I do have upcoming groups starting. I have lots of things going on. I would love to help you get into more of the truth of you, really stand in your power with ease. Janine, thank you so much for joining us today and helping us, kind of guiding us with that energy. It helps so much when I have someone on live so I can kind of follow the energy of all of it so we can really clear this, not only for you, but for others as well. So I appreciate, I'm grateful that you joined us. And so thank you for that.
Thanks for including me.
Yes, I appreciate it so much. And if you have an issue that you would like to talk to me live about as well, please email me at jamie@jamie-bates.com. I would love to take on what's going on for you live as well, and what would it take for all of us to really be able to choose what works for us in this world. So thank you so much for listening to me today, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.